WXCV.org. We now tune into the Bearcat Coaches Show live from Carson Sports Bar and Grill with John Coffey and Matt Gorder.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder, and we've got another good show coming your way this evening as we'll be talking baseball and softball along with some men's basketball coming up a little bit later on during our program this evening as we'll be talking with the men's basketball coach Ben McCullum. Had a chance to interview Ben before he and the team took off for Sioux Falls, South Dakota for their matchup in the Central Region coming up on Saturday evening with Minnesota State Mankato. We'll talk softball with Ryan Anderson, the head coach of the softball team, and a couple of players off of his team, Tori Blythe and Rebecca Meyer, and also tennis with the Northwest men's tennis coach Mark Rosewell, and a couple players off of his team on the men's side, Mario Titi, and on the women's side, Lorena Rivas. So a lot coming up, Matt, a very exciting time of year, the spring sports in full force out at Northwest Missouri State, and we've got men's basketball still going as they're into the Central Region.
And it seems like the weather has caught up with the spring sports as well, with a good week this week, and the team's able to now get outside on a consistent basis, get some home games in as well, another big key factor as well for the spring sports.
And for the Northwest men's basketball team, made it to the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament after winning the regular season conference championship in the MIAA, and now on to the Central Region, a team they're familiar with, but they beat the semis a year ago and when it was Minnesota State Mankato hosting the region.
Yeah, familiar with the team, but the style of basketball, I think they won't be overly familiar with. Mankato, not similar to really any of the teams in the MIAA. Obviously, we saw Northwest play an NSIC team to start the season, but that was a long time ago, and a lot of improvements since that point for the Bearcat men. But a Minnesota State Mankato team that's going to do a lot more shooting. That they'll play physical, but it's a different type of physical play in the Northern Sun Conference and what they see in the MIAA. So seems like coach and the team are excited to see something a little bit different, and that always helps going into a tournament like this.
Cats go in as the number 4 seed, and Minnesota State Mankato the number 5 seed. But Coach McCullum talking, and we'll hear more about that with Coach a little bit later. But he feels that Minnesota State might be as good as anybody in this tournament.
Yeah, and you know, he feels like they might be one of the top teams. Well, obviously they're one of the top teams, but could have potentially even won the NSIC. Just the losses that they had, I think the average loss in the conference for them was by less than a couple or two or three points, you know. So they played a lot of close games. Very solid team. They've got several guys back from that team that Northwest beat last year. Really solid point guard play, and I think that's key, obviously, as Northwest has learned this year as well, to having a good team, and Minnesota State Mankato will have that.
You know, there are times when kind of feel old these days. I look at one of our guests tonight, and Tori Blythe. Tori's father was a manager on my high school basketball team when he was in junior high, and I know his her father as well as her mother and also grandparents also. Her grandfather was a summer baseball coach for me back in the day, so I think it's start coming around here a little bit.
So I think I'm laughing with you, but I'm not exactly sure, but it happens.
I know it. We'll hear from Tori and as well as softball coming up here in just a moment. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in and carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. We also have some giveaways again this evening. As Brent over to our left here, Brent Barnett, our sideline reporter from Bearcat Football, has been going around and handing out some cards for people to fill out and have a chance to have some of our giveaways throughout the program this evening as well. As always, our thanks to Carson Renee and the waitstaff here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll talk softball as the head coach of the Northwest softball team, Ryan Anderson, will join us. That's coming up as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show as we talk softball for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Ryan Anderson joining us. Coach, you guys have reeled off four straight wins, got a couple of those even at home, a chance to play at home here a little ways, it probably feels like, into the season. But more importantly, you guys kind of had a long stretch off where you had a few games canceled, postponements, that sort of thing. Were you happy with the way the team bounced back, getting onto the field, kind of having a second preseason, basically?
It's always tough to come back with such a long break. We have really to come back to come practice inside. You always want to practice on dirt or be outside of any sort. But when it's 20 degrees outside, it's tough to go out and do anything. With that long break, we just did all the hitting, all the really defense we could, just to be prepared the next time we could play.
This week, the weather obviously has turned. You've had some consistent time outside over the last week. Do you kind of see some pretty big strides with the team typically when you're able to start getting outside on a consistent basis?
I wish I could say yes. yesterday we played and we struggled hitting the ball. So that was tough to see. Defensively, we played very well. Kept us in the game. We're able to pick up two wins there, but it's only going to help us being outside on a consistent basis now.
You mentioned the low-scoring games yesterday. The wins over Northeastern State, you were able to put some runs on the board, 9 in one game, 7 in another game. So is this a team where are you expecting consistent one way or another, or is this a team that can just do it both ways?
We have the hitters to hit. We just have to put it together. Yesterday we had, I think, 7 hits the second game, 5, maybe even 9 the first game. We just couldn't put them back-to-back. If we can get it rolling, we can hit anybody. We need that consistency.
You had a couple of different pitchers yesterday each go complete games for you. I know sometimes it can be easy maybe to rely on one pitcher or another, but how much better is it for a team to have a couple of pitchers that you can really rely on?
Well, I think 5-10 years ago, you could ride one pitcher. These days, our bats that we use now are so hot that it can change the game with one swing. So, we have really 4 pitchers on the staff right now with one hurt. So, and that's common, D1, D2. You have so many pitchers because you don't know when you do need them. We're turning into a baseball team.
Is most of it with your pitchers mental? Like you talked about when the bats are so hot, is a lot of it just mental and sometimes they can get frustrated?
Well, you try to talk to the pitchers and a lot of times it is a good pitch, and with as short as our fences are and where we play, the wind always blows out, and so now you have a pop-up that ends up going out of the park, and it was a good pitch. And, that's tough to come back from, but these last few years, I think pitchers are becoming more used to that. Not that they want to, but you don't have a choice anymore.
When you look at this weekend, obviously tomorrow you're going to be back at home, got matchups with Southwest Baptist. What do you know about the Purple Bearcats coming in?
They started the season off decent. I think they split yesterday. They played Drury University. They've been up and down. They have some very good hitters. Their pitcher shut down a couple teams early in the year, So they're somewhat in the same boat as we are, as being a young team. Right now they have 10 games on us, though. So we still have to come out, play our defense, have good at-bats, and just have that approach going into the game.
Talking about having a young team, a stretch like you've had in the last couple of series where you've won each game, you got four straight wins. How important is that? I mean, it's always important to have a winning streak, but is it more important for a younger team?
Oh, it builds confidence. You know, we look at the teams we have lost to. Three of our losses came from top 15 teams. And so, you know, Central Oklahoma is now a top 15 team. Arkansas Tech's a top 15 team right now as well. And we gave two games away to Central Oklahoma. We had the games. We gave them away. So, you know, it's good to be able to hold on and get two wins yesterday when we didn't hit it with so many young kids on the team.
In those Central Oklahoma games, one was a three-run loss, one just a one-run loss, and playing a top 15 team like that close, can that be a confidence builder even in a loss?
You hope so. I mean, the good thing, like the first game, we were down 10 runs, and we should have easily been out of that game, and we kept fighting, we kept swinging, we clawed our way back within three, and, you know, the second game was the same way. We were down by two, we tied it up. We were down by two more, we tied it up. We took the lead. So it was good to see that day, that we kept fighting.
One of your seniors, Stephanie Mark, this week with a neat award, obviously named MIAA Player of the Week, but also named the National Player of the Week, which is something that's very rare. And her stat line, I've got to go over this stat line because it's just incredible. 12 for 16, 4 home runs, 12 RBIs, 24 total bases, and 8 runs scored. It doesn't get much better than that when you talk about a week of softball.
She hit very well. I mean, I told her after the weekend she was kind of a ball hog on the weekend. So she anything she hit was falling someplace, and it was solid. And, I mean, it helped spark the team. You know, 1 through 5 hit very well, and she was in the middle of it.
Bringing us back to the talk about the young team having a senior show it on the field like that, that's got to be important as well.
It's, you know, you start off conference play against, you know, 2 years ago, they're defending national champion, and she has the weekend like she does. I mean, she hits a grand slam. They actually tried to intentionally walk her, and they threw a 3-0 count strike, and she hit a 2-run home run.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I mean, it was one of those weekends that it's easy for other people to really build on and play off of.
Who are some of the other players that you've seen some good play out of here the last couple of weeks?
Well, Torian Becker here, you know, Jess, another freshman. We have Chantel, a returning sophomore, I guess. Sarah, Abby, Kendall. We've been getting good output from quite a few people right now, which is good considering we've missed so many games with our bad schedule. We've had we've been getting output from quite a few players.
Do you, obviously you're working hard on this season, but do you kind of get a little bit excited about the fact of the future because you do have young players producing right now?
Oh, definitely. It's you know, really our team is freshman and sophomore. We have a senior that shows up to hit, and she knows that, and we have freshman and sophomore carrying the rest of the load, and you know, it's exciting to see how they can grow and how they can keep improving, and just the experience they're getting right now.
All right, Coach, well, thanks for joining us, and hopefully we can see that winning streak continue through the next week.
Thanks, appreciate it.
That's Coach Ryan Anderson, head coach of the Northwest softball team, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking softball. We'll hear from two of the players that he mentioned just a moment ago, both Tori Blythe and Rebecca Maher will join us. That'll be right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. As we mentioned, we're going to continue talking softball here. A couple of players joining us, Tori Blythe and Becca Maher joining us from the Northwest softball team. And Becca, a freshman, and Tori, a sophomore. So you guys are part of that young group that Coach is just talking about. So talk a little bit about kind of being relied upon young in your careers, I guess, because most players don't get an opportunity maybe to see significant action until later in their careers. Tori, we'll start with you. Just talk about that, having the type of responsibilities you do this young in your career.
It's nice to, be a part of the team now and just, like, have a starting position and everything. I know that this year I'm a little bit more relaxed. Being able to play my freshman year actually really helped, and it's just nice to have a season under your belt and just go on from there. And it's nice to be relied on, and also you feel a little pressure at times, but it's nice to have the rest of your team to back you up. So,
no, obviously there's a big jump when you go from high school to playing in a college sport, but was it a little easier to make the transition from the freshman year into your sophomore season having that year under your belt?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know what coach is going to do at practice, and you understand, like, what's going to go on, and then you understand the conference play and how everything works, and it's nice to just know how the college experience works and coming into your second year. And I know my freshman year I was very worried, but once you have that first season under your belt, it's just a lot better.
And Becca, you're in your first season, so talk about the experience. Obviously, you're getting the at-bats, you're getting a lot of playing time, so talk about it. I mean, is it a game-to-game thing where you start to feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. It's different coming from high school where you're, like, the leader of your team and, like, all that, and going back down to the bottom of the totem pole, and just, it's definitely a change, but I love, like, the team and, like, the atmosphere, because we all are young, so you all feel, like, a sense of leadership when you come into. But like Tori said, you're worried about, like, what you do at practice and, like, what coach likes and, like, all that, so it's different.
Are the biggest adjustments going from high school to college on the field adjustments or off the field adjustments?
The biggest difference would be, like, learning how everyone works. Like, Tori and I both play middle infield, so, like, I don't know how quickly she gets to second, and, like, every game I learn, like, more and more of what she's gonna do, and, like, our catcher, we're all so young, it's definitely a big change for us.
I know I've talked a lot with Coach about you guys having to practice so much inside, and my guess is working the middle infield, there's probably really not much of a way inside you can work on that and work on that timing. It's got to be easier now that you've been able to get outside for a little while.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely easier. I mean, even during practice, we take a lot of balls, and Beck and I stay after practice all the time, and especially a couple of days ago, we were working on turning double plays, and it's just so much easier being outside. It's really hard to, like, judge things when you're inside, so now that we're outside, we're getting more comfortable with each other, and it's making everything a lot easier.
Do you guys try to take advantage of when you work down south and got some of those early games and maybe taking extra ground balls and things like that? Do you get a chance to take advantage of that?
Definitely. We playing the first time we played in Arkansas, that was, like, of course, my first time out there, so being able to, like, get on the field and getting those first game jitters out of the way before we started conference was a big help for me, and I know a lot of the other freshmen and young sophomores on the team.
Well, let's talk about just the trip or how you guys ended up here at Northwest. Becca, you're from the Plains, Illinois. How'd you end up as a Bearcat?
Me and my dad decided to go on a road trip, and we kind of hit a bunch of schools in the Midwest, and I fell in love with the school immediately. And coming on, I didn't meet a lot of the girls right away, but it would have helped my decision, because they are like the greatest group of girls, and like the coaches and staff is really awesome here. So I'm glad I made this decision.
And Tori, you didn't make quite as long of a trip.
No.
Maysville, nearby Maysville. But what about you? What attracted you to play here at Northwest?
Northwest is actually like a family school for us. My grandpa went here, my parents went here, my uncle went here, and I'm actually getting the opportunity to play softball with my sister here. And, I mean, that made a huge difference of me wanting to come to Northwest.
Now, John was talking about knowing the whole family, and they didn't warn you about him.
No.
Coming here to Northwest, so I figured maybe that's what scared him off, and I'm interviewing you, is because he knew too much.
Yeah.
Talk about, now that you guys are outside, I got a couple of home games yesterday, you get a couple more home games tomorrow, just that opportunity to get in some consistency, knowing that you're going to play in games, because you went through so long, you know, not knowing whether you were going to play or not. How much is that consistency going to help this team?
Oh, I think it's going to help a lot. I know I was talking to a couple of the girls. It just felt like we were in the fall season, where we play a couple games and you're going to wait 10 days to play again. And now that we're outside all the time, it actually feels like we are in season. And it feels like, I mean, it's a beautiful weather out there, and it's just so nice. And I feel like everybody is, like, increasing their abilities now, and just being able to be outside and not trapped in the gray room downstairs.
All right, we did have a question turned in. I'm going to ask here, and yeah, Tori's pointing to Becca, so she'll volunteer. But Alex Price wants to know, how many games are you guys going to win this year?
Oh, at least 30.
At least 30.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Got that, Alex? You hear that? Yeah.
Nope.
So, 4 wins, 4 straight wins. You guys have to be feeling pretty good about how things are going right now. Even the 2 losses prior to that, as we talked with Coach, against a really good team, some close ball games. You guys feel pretty good about where the team's at this point in the season?
Yeah, we do. It was nice to get 2 big conference wins on the road, actually, and then come back home and get 2 more wins. And I think just getting all those wins under our belt is just helping us prepare for the rest of the conference games, especially going into tomorrow when we play Southwest Baptist. They've played quite a few games, and so now that we have more under our belt, we feel like we're just improving each time.
And every day we're like outside of practice, we mesh better and better together as a team, so that helps a lot.
You guys have Southwest Baptist tomorrow, but maybe more importantly, next week you got Missouri Western. I know you're young, but you know that rivalry's there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you guys, good luck, obviously, this weekend and throughout the rest of the season, getting the at least 30 wins this year. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Becca Maher and Tori Blythe, a couple of players from the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Again, they're in action at home tomorrow. They will be facing Southwest Baptist and then head down to St. Joseph on the 17th next week to take on the Griffins from Missouri Western. We're going to continue on when we come back here to Carson's in downtown Maryville. We're going to turn our attention to tennis as Mark Rosewell will join us, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State tennis team. That'll come your way right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue on, we'll be talking tennis for a while now, as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's tennis team, and Mark Rosewell. Before we talk to Mark, we've got a couple of giveaways here. As Baylor Lewis, along with, or actually Bailey Lewis, and Tristan Ray are winners. And thank you. Come over and see Brent over here to our left and pick up your prize here. Again, winning a giveaway here, Tristan Ray and Bailey Lewis. And again, we've got a number of giveaways that we'll be passing out as this program goes along. Again, with us, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis team, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, pretty good week for you.
Yeah, John, I think the best things, like Ryan said over there, the weather has been just beautiful, and it's really, you know, great for the practices and the matches and so forth. It makes it really pleasant out there.
And I know your sport, unlike some others, can take advantage of some indoor play. You go down to St. Joseph at the Racquet Club there. You've got an agreement with some indoor courts up in Red Oak, and you played some indoors as well at Liberty. But it's still a little bit of a different game when you go outside, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, you go outside, you've got the wind, and you've got the sun, and it's a way different game, you know, yourself from playing. But we usually with the international players, we have a lot of baseline players and so forth. So I think it helps our team to get outside. And many times we may get beat inside early in the year because we just we don't practice. I mean, we're over in the gym. That's a real slow surface over there. So, but once we get outside, things are much better.
All right, you had a non-conference matchup yesterday on the mid side with the William Jewell, a 9-0 victory over a Jewell, and it seems like you just took care of business yesterday.
I should say their coach has had some health problems down there, and probably it's been hard on him on the recruiting. But he's keeping that team together and so forth, and doing a good job. And, you know, that's a good match for us to play because it's close.
Now, earlier in the week, you had a matchup with Abilene Christian, a school that's making the move from Division II. They were one of the top Division II schools for a long time and making the move now to Division I, and a close loss in that matchup.
Yeah, 3-4, very close, John. We had our chances. And could have won the match. Again, you know, they down in Texas and Division I can start playing matches in January. Here come the excuses, but they are true. But so they played a lot more matches than we sure would have liked to have played them in 2 or 3 weeks. But again, great effort on our guys. We almost won the match.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that you never shied away from, is playing some of the tough teams early in the season prior to getting into your conference matchups.
No, we haven't. We'll play anybody anywhere. I always tell the story of when we played Notre Dame one time when we were in St. Louis. But that's how you get better. It helps. Does not help your team to play teams, NAIA schools and stuff that you know you can beat. It doesn't elevate. And sometimes you can get better from a loss than a win. So we're going to usually get beat a few times during the year, but as long as we're getting better, that's what we're after.
I imagine it really helps when you get into the conference schedule and have to go up against some top teams like SBU and some others there.
Exactly, John. And those are all teams that are going to be in the postseason anyway. So you better get ready for them, or not just find out about them at the conference tournament. You better play some teams that are at that level or better, so they know to prepare your kids, you know, that they know what they're going to be up against, because if you don't, you'll get beat.
Now, the Sports Information Office has been kind of putting a regular part in the releases that come out, kind of a countdown to 1,000 here for you. The win yesterday against William Jewell, your 982nd career victory as a coach.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's very nice, and that's what I tell everybody is I haven't won one point out of all those matches, but it's nice for all the great, great players that we've had through many, many years. And I should mention Coach Berg's great teams in the 70s, too, when I was playing at Central in college. I mean, we've had a lot of good male and female players here.
And let's just talk about the rosters that you have this year. First of all, on the men's side, I know you've got a lot of players back, and you've added some good depth to your team as well. And just kind of talk about what you see as the strength of the men's team right now.
Well, like you said, we've got a lot of experience coming back, and I think we got a pretty good lineup, although we've had some trouble with our doubles early in the year, and that's very important to us. But we're trying to get that figured out now as we've got the big weekend this weekend to play. And on the women's team, of course, you know, Lorena's here and Marl's here. He's playing. Both of them are our number two players, the MIAA Player of the Week this past week. But Camila Quesada back on the women's team is just giving us a big shot in the arm. I mean, she's an outstanding player, and we didn't have her last year, and you saw what happened. And, you know, sometimes you don't have your best player.
Hey, you talked about doubles, and a lot of that is a little bit of chemistry, but it's kind of putting together, too, what styles match with each other, imagine, to try to get the best double team.
And it's not always the one and two players. You know, sometimes they've got more of a baseline game. They could be playing three doubles. There's no rhyme for reason. And it takes time to try to figure out who your best, you know, we try to have three good doubles teams and so forth. So it takes a lot of practice. But once you get it, you're there. But it's getting there.
Now, your men's team's had a couple matches this week. Your women's team's had a little bit of time off as you gear up for quite a bit of action here this weekend.
Yeah, we've got Lewis. Now, that one's going to be in Maryville at Groovy and High Rise Courts tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're supposed to play that in Bolivar or even Kansas City, but the weather is bad down there, if you can believe that. And it's no chance of rain here tomorrow. So, heck yeah, we're gonna play that match here. And that's both very good men's and women's team. Then we're going to go, after the match, drive down to Springfield, and then we're going to play a big regional match for both teams with the Arkansas team's Wachita Baptist on the men, who's outstanding, you know, very, very good, fine Craig Ward's team down there. And then Arkansas Tech, Steve Mullins is the AD down there. You remember him in football. And then Sunday we're going to go up against the old Bearcat, Coach Jared Smith at Drury University, who has outstanding teams every year.
And that's turned into kind of a hub down there for tennis. So they've got a great facility down there that the MIAA is taking advantage of.
Yeah, we use it. We use it for our ITA tournament. We use it for our conference tournament, and we'll usually play a couple more times. There's just nothing like having 12 indoor courts in the state of Missouri. That's the finest facility, probably a couple other states too. And then you've got, I don't know what they've got, 15, 16 outdoor courts. So that's why the high school state and everything else plays down there all the time.
And let's just talk about the conference season again. You'll be getting into some conference matches here before too long. And let's talk about the races on both sides. First of all, on the men's side, how things look there.
Well, if you're going to talk about the conference, you're going to have to start off with the great John Bryant at Southwest Baptist, Hall of Famer. He went in the same class as Coach Churchma over here. And the guy's an outstanding coach. I mean, he's 72 years old, and he's still doing it. And the guy's been coaching for 50 years. How about that? 50 years. It's a long time, and they've been good every year. Washburn have outstanding teams on the men and women. And then on the women, Northeastern Oklahoma out of Tahlequah, very strong. They were second in the league last year.
And that's a little bit of a change with the conference in the last few years where the Oklahoma schools are coming in. I imagine in tennis, as much as any of the sports, it's really made a little bit of a difference as far as the competition that you go against.
Well, it is. And, you know, they get a lot better weather down there than us. So, I mean, we've always played them. It's not like we've never played them before because they're the same region and all that stuff. But now that they're in our league, you know, they're pretty strong on a lot of their women's sports, and also, you know, you don't want to play them too early. You want to make sure and get some matches under your belt before you go play them.
Now, you talked a little bit earlier about it. Well, let's go on the women's side here again, and how things look on the women's side here.
It's looking way better than it did last year, I can tell you that. You know, that was our first below 500 season. I mean, I pulled out every hair in my head trying to figure out combinations and stuff. But, you know, every coach has them. If you have injuries, and we did. Lorena had ACL. Camilla had ACL. There's your one and two player, you know. And then we had a couple other things develop and so forth. It happens to everybody at some time. But you know, we're back strong, and we're back to where we're supposed to be.
And you talked a little bit earlier, just mentioned briefly, about having a couple of players of the week with Mauro Atiti, and then again Lorena Rivas, and then this week I think Joe Spaltman being honored as well. So you're kind of sweeping the awards here in the last couple weeks.
That good old Marshall boy, he gets that information into him, and we appreciate that because it does. It makes the kids feel good, and it builds up their self-esteem and self-worth, and makes them better players.
Now we've got we'll be talking with a couple of your players here in just a moment with Mauro and Lorena, and just kind of talk a little bit about them, and again they get a little bit back around about how you're able to bring a couple of fine tennis players like those two into the program.
Well, Lorena, you know, her uncle played here, Eduardo Jarlin, who just went in the Hall of Fame this fall. So obviously you can see the connection there. Now, Mauro, Calvin Patterson recruited him. He found him, and he came in actually last January, and he's turned into an excellent player. They're both co-captains. You'll like them. You know, they're outstanding players, outstanding citizens.
And another thing you talked about with a former player of yours that's coaching down at Drury, but you got quite a little bit of a coaching tree out there right now with some players that have gone through the program that have wound up in some pretty good coaching positions.
John, very proud of that. We got Jake the Snake Salisbury at Nebraska Kearney. Coach Kendall Hales at UMKC, who will be playing here shortly. We've got, I don't know, eight or nine of them at the college level and a bunch in the high school. And, again, after many years, you should have somebody coaching, you know, out there. But they've really done well, and it's tough to play them. You go against a former player, whatever, and you're close to them and so forth, but you still want to beat them, and it's hard to find that. I know Coach Churchman never liked that Central Missouri game the last couple of years, and I understand that.
And a lot of these guys, I think, after they've gone through their playing career at Northwest, you see them show up for a year or two as GAs for you, and it seems like they're being able to get a lot of valuable experience helping you that way.
Yeah, and we got a great one right now. Luis Altamiris is doing an outstanding job for us. Calvin Patterson, he was instrumental in getting that grant for the Watson deal out at Mozingo. I don't know if many people know that, but he was in on that deal. So, and he's in law school. So, you know, yeah, I'm very proud of them. Not only were they good players, but they did a lot of other good things in the community.
One final thing, you're known for being a big Royals baseball fan and just a baseball fan in general. Have you got plans for opening day this year down at Kansas City?
You know, for some reason, we do not have a match day of opening day for the last 31 years, but so we'll try to get around that somehow. But I'm excited about the Royals. I think everybody else, who could have believed what they did last year? That just shows you it's not always the on paper who you think is going to win. That's why you play it, as they say.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, John, thank you.
Matt. That's the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell, with us on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll continue to talk.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP.
It's already this season on the tennis court. I'm Mauro Atiti along with Lorena Rivas. That's coming up as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And before we go on, we've got a couple more giveaways to hand out. And first of all, Larry Rusko of Maryville right in front of us here is a winner. And you can come over and see Brent to our left here and pick up one of our prizes. And we also have Andrew Rick, who is a winner this evening as well. And again, Andrew, come over and talk with Brent and pick out your giveaway that we have here for tonight's program. Again, as we continue to talk tennis, a couple of players off of Mark Rosewell's tennis teams on the women's side, Lorena Rivas and also Mauro Titi on the men's side. And first of all, Lorena, let's kind of talk to you here about coming to Northwest. I know this is a school that you're very familiar with, having a little bit of exposure with your uncle, I understand. So just kind of talk about making the trip from Mexico to Maryville to play tennis.
Well, since I was little, I wanted to come to USA and play, so I started looking for the schools, and my uncle told me to come here. There was a nice school, the program was very good, and finally I didn't come to the USA to look at the school, but I went to the website and looked it online, and I thought it was very good campus, and the tennis team was very good, so I just decided to go with the option of my uncle that it turned to be the best option.
Well, good. And you're off to a pretty good start here at Northwest.
Yeah.
And a player of the week earlier this year. Just kind of talk about that, what that honor means to you.
Well, I was very happy to get it because I started last season. I was playing one, and it was kind of like hard to me to play one. My first season, and I was coming from the ACL, so playing two this year and makes me play better, and playing one makes me stronger too. So I was very happy and honored to get it.
And I know last year was a struggle for the team, just from the standpoint that some injuries really hurt the team and forced some people to maybe play out of position, as you're talking about. But it seems like this year you've got a lot of strong players on the team with you that should make it for a fun season for you.
Yeah, we have a strong team. Camila is back, so she's playing one. And then we have a French girl, Margot and Anik, that are playing three and four. And Steph, and then in six, there's Marianne. So the top four is very good. And so far, we won all our matches. So, and the doubles are strong enough, too. So I think we're going to make a very good season, and I'm pretty sure we're going to go to regionals. And very ambitious for my part, but maybe nationals. I don't know.
Oh, well, it's always good
like
to have
a small chance, but we could do it.
All right, well, sounds good. We'll talk more with Lorena here in just a moment. Again, Mauro is with us, and Mauro coming from Argentina. What brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
So in 2013, I came to USA to play a couple of tournaments, and I started talking with a couple of guys out of college. So I decided to start studying. So when I got back to Argentina, I started studying English because I didn't talk a lot of English. So I had to take the SAT and the TOEFL. So it was 3 months only studying every day. And then I took the exams and I emailed a couple of schools. Rosie answered me. I looked the website of the college. I really liked it, and I choose this college.
And in your first year with Northwest on the court, and you're already making a nice impact for your team.
Yeah, the first year was tough because I was like practicing with all the guys, doing the like, tennis, conditioning, everything, but I was not traveling because I was not eligible. So this year I'm ready to play, and I'm very happy that I had the opportunity to play this.
And really mattered a lot to what was already a strong lineup. It seems like it's a very deep team that you have on the mid side.
Yes, the top six that we have in singles is very tough. Like, we are very close in the level. In doubles, we are trying to find the couples, but in singles, we have a very, very, very tough team.
I imagine it really helps when you push each other the way you're able to push each other right now. I think it helps out when you have, you mentioned that you have a lot of players that are close together like that, where each of you have a chance to push each other pretty hard then.
Yes, every practice is tough because like if I play against the six, he wants to beat me and I want to beat him also, so we compete a lot, but we have a very good chemistry for the team.
Yeah. And it looks like you've got a lot ahead this spring with the conference season getting rolling, but it looks like you're off to a great start.
Yes, the was a rough start because it was my first matches, and match through match I'm getting my level. I think I'm playing better and better. I'm getting more comfortable in the court.
Now, it's a talk to a lot of the tennis players that come through the program and play for Coach Rosewell. We always ask, seems like you always have good stories about Mark coming through. He kind of has a way to make things fun. Just kind of talk about some stories you might have of Mark that you really enjoy as far as playing for Coach Rosewell.
I don't know. This year we were warming up and with sticks, like doing exercises. Like, they kind of look like ninja sticks, and the French girl was like, so he came to the girl and said, "Oh, yes!" And he really, like, his girl, her, but it was funny. It was.
Yeah, I think Camilla talked about that as well, kind of referring to him as Kung Fu Panda there or something.
Yeah.
But he does have a way of making things fun for you through the year, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does.
All right.
He's very fun.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the program tonight. Good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
All right. That is a couple of players from the Northwest Missouri State women's and men's tennis teams, Lorena Rivas, along with Amaro Titi. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to college basketball. I had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, about their trip to the Central Region, which they'll be playing on Saturday evening against Minnesota State Mankato. We'll talk about that when we come back after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as the team's on the road this weekend up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Central Region. But before we talk about Central Region, Ben, let's go back to last weekend's MIAA postseason tournament. We made it to the semifinals before a tough loss to Pittsburgh State. And just overall, just kind of talk about the way things went for you last weekend.
Well, you know, I thought we played well in both games. I was very encouraged by our effort, our intensity, our concentration in the half court, especially defensively. And then offensively, I thought we played really well as far as execution goes. I thought that we, in the second game missed a lot of shots. Even the first game, we missed shots that we generally hit with Connor going 1-for-6. And you're going to need to hit those once you get into tournament time and knock them down, step up, be able to hit them, and if you don't, then you got to find other ways to win. So I thought it was a good weekend all in all, and it'll get us more prepared for the tournament.
I thought overall defensively you played pretty well in both games.
Played great. I thought we played really well. I thought we got a lot of deflections, very active, got hands on balls. I mean, it was just a it was a really good game for us, both games, and need to carry that into Saturday.
How does the atmosphere with the conference tournament help or hurt as far as you preparing for then the next week with the regional?
You know, I don't think that it's the same. I think that, you know, when you've already made the national tournament and you go to the conference tournament, it's more like a conference game with a good crowd in a big gym. You know, that's more what it is. When it's national tournament time, if there's one person there, it really doesn't matter, you know, as far as the crowd goes, because both teams know what's at stake. And that's why people get so excited about the tournament, because that emotion comes out and you know, it'll come out on Saturday as well.
Now, you've had a lot of experience with the national tournament the last few years. Just kind of talk about how that plays over, I guess, first of all, from a coaching standpoint.
Well, you know, you've got confidence to know how to win and what it takes to win and what to do to win the games. And that helps. And then, you know, on top of it, how to prepare for an opponent, how to prepare for your second round game if you're fortunate enough to win your first and on through. So that'll definitely help, that experience as far as coaching goes, as far as playing goes. You know, the do or die mentality. I think our kids will, you know, be able to handle that.
And you pick out a number of players that had some key roles in last year's games in Minnesota.
Yeah, we do. And you know, we've got quite a few back that played significant roles. You know, I think in this game in particular, I think, you know, Matt played about 25 minutes. Zach played about 25 minutes. Grant played 15-20. Connor probably played 25-30. And so we've got kids that played in this exact game last season. And you know, we're going to need to lean on them for their experience.
Again, it's a matchup with Minnesota State Mankato, a team that you defeated last year up in Mankato on their home floor. Just talk a little bit about what you see out of Minnesota State this year.
Much of the same from last year. They're probably a little more offensive-minded, less rebounding-minded. You know, they're going to play a little bit faster. They're going to shoot a lot more threes. You know, in the half court, they'll run their little ball screens for Monahan, their point guard, and then obviously go into awesome Mirai, and they're tough to stop. I mean, it's going to be a tough game.
And do you take anything from having a chance to play them a year ago?
No, not a ton. I mean, yeah, you know, enough to kind of have an idea of as to how to defend them and how to score on them, but totally different setting, totally different team.
Go into the tournament as the number four seed. I guess at this point, the seeds don't matter a whole lot when you look at the entire field, but just kind of talk about being the four seed in this.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm glad that we got to play an NSIC team rather than MIAA. And as far as Northern State versus Mankato, I think the difference is Northern State's really going to get after you, compete, and play together. I think Mankato's going to really rely heavily on their couple players and then their shooters. And so two separate types of teams, and you know, it really doesn't matter who you play. You got to win. You got to beat them all anyway.
And how much fun is it to know that you're still playing this time of year?
Oh, it's good. You know, it's fun to play this time of year. I think the do-or-die mentality is what makes it so fun. You know, it's just like, hey, if you lose, you go home, and it puts all the pressure on you, and that makes the games enjoyable.
And when you look at Northwest going into this weekend, what would be some of the things you might see this team improve on here coming off of the MIAA tournament?
Well, you've got to, in these tournament settings, in case you're missing shots, there's, you know, turnovers and rebounding become magnified. You've got to take care of the basketball, and you've got to rebound and get yourself extra possessions in case you're missing shots. And that's what we're working on. That's what we'll work on all week. And then obviously some of the X's and O's defensively will be huge as well.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll have much more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We wrap things up from another edition of the program here this evening with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we've talked a lot about softball and tennis and men's basketball, but we need to talk about a couple more sports before we end the program. And first of all, track and field, we've got one individual heading out to the National Indoor Meet.
Yeah, Alexis Boyd is headed down to Birmingham, Alabama for the Indoor National Championship Meet. She's going to participate in the 400-meter dash, and preliminaries are tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and then if she advances on to the finals, those will be a little after 4:30 on Saturday. But it's interesting when you look at her qualifying time. She qualified 17th out of 18 runners, but she's 1 second of a qualifying time away from fifth seeded place. So anything can happen when you get down to that meet, especially when you've got so many athletes that are that close to each other in terms of time. So hopefully she gets to be a part of a fast heat in the prelims and gets an opportunity to run with some fast runners, maybe push her time up a little bit. But I know she's excited just about the opportunity to get down there. But once she gets down there, she's going to have that itch to go as far as she can. So good luck to Alexis Boyd this weekend for sure.
And we got college baseball as well. The Bearcat baseball team finally getting a chance to play some home games this weekend.
Yeah, a four-game series against the University of Nebraska Kearney, an opportunity to play that out at Bearcat Field. And, you know, it's going to be a tough series. You look at Nebraska Kearney this year, they come in with a 12-7 record overall. They're 6-2 in the MIAA, and they've won four straight ball games. So they're playing some pretty good baseball right now. Played some pretty good competition, as have the Bearcats. So it'll be a tough home opening series for Northwest against Nebraska Kearney. But the important thing is they should have pretty nice weather and, again, get a chance to play at home.
Yeah, if it stays like it is right now, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great weekend to have both baseball and softball playing right across the parking lot from each other.
Now, we'll make the trip up north to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Saturday night, Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato on that opening round game of the Division II Central Region. Up there in men's basketball, that ought to be a fun evening, and hopefully Bearcats will make another run like they did a year ago and only make it maybe one game further than what they did a year ago.
Yeah, you know, if only they could play NSIC teams all the way through. It's when you run into the MIAA teams where it seems to get a lot tougher, but there's some really good basketball teams up at that tournament, and hopefully it'll be a long weekend, but there's going to be some really good basketball played up there this weekend.
The event hosted by Augustana, the number one seed in the tournament, they've had a heck of a season and deserve that number one spot. Then you got Minnesota State Moorhead, number two. And then you look at Northwest, number four, as Central Missouri made that little jump against over Northwest this past weekend to go to that number three seed.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't also hold a lot into Northwest losing last weekend. I mean, it would have been nice to see them win the MIAA tournament, but I don't think it really tells you anything for this coming weekend. Pittsburgh State was a team that really had to win that tournament to be able to get in to the NCAA tournament. Northwest knew they were going to have an opportunity to get in no matter what happened last weekend. You know, they were still competitive, but I really wouldn't worry about that too much. Northwest will be at the top of their game this coming weekend.
And we'll have that broadcast beginning at 7:40 with our pregame Saturday night from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 8 o'clock is tip-off time. We'll have that here on KXCV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Radio Network. So if you can't make the trip up north, you can hear it right here on KXCV, KRNW. Again, 7:40 is pregame time, 8 o'clock tip-off Saturday night. Thanks to all of the ones involved with our broadcast here this evening on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
head softball coach Ryan Anderson, tennis coach Mark Rosewell, softball players Tori Blythe and Rebecca Mayer, along with tennis players Mauro Titi and Lorena Rivas. So, again, thanks to everyone involved with our program this evening. We'll be back having another programming for you next week from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
I feel a profound obligation to speak to you about an issue that could well threaten the survival of my country.
This week on Morning Edition, the latest on tensions between the United States and Israel over Iran's nuclear program and the Israeli Prime Minister's controversial speech to Congress.
If Israel becomes a partisan issue in Congress, many Israelis will see that as a negative.
News and analysis that go deeper. Tune in to the next Morning Edition.
Listen for Morning Edition weekdays from 4 until 9 on 90.5 and 88.9.
It is currently 72 degrees in Maryville, Missouri. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 44. Tomorrow during the day is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 71. From KXCV Maryville, you're listening from the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. I now turn you over to Performance Today.
Germany in 1932, he and a couple of friends went out for dinner.